The K92 Morning Thangs, Monday Mount Rushmore.
We are on a mission.
Yes.
Every single time we do the Mount Rushmore, is to come up with a definitive top four of something.
Yes, and I want us to be able to argue about something that really means nothing.
Also good. We need that right now.
Just right. To go into a heated debate about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do on Mondays.
So that's what we're going to do. Emotions will run hot as we try to figure out. Now, this is, you know, these are very passionate songs and songs that stick with people because it's summer and beach.
Yes.
And that's very, you know, you get in your feels.
And today is June 1st. Now, while it's not officially summer, that's in like 3 weeks.
The 20th, yeah.
But people are going to the beach. People went to the beach last week. Zach, you went this past weekend. Yep. People went Memorial Day.
It's going to be hot
it's
this
week.
It's
beach season now.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think summer, even though June 20th is on the calendar, when you're in the South, summer starts earlier.
It starts in June.
I mean, the kids are out of school this week. I mean, they've been out of school forever. But they're yes, not Zooming
home
anymore after this week.
Yeah.
And so summer is here. So we're going to try to figure out the top four summer songs of all time. And I know where Antoine's going to go with the first
you
one.
You already know where I'm starting.
Right. Drums, please.
It is the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince of Summertime.
Yes, and I like to categorize this as summer / beach because it could be a beach song where they don't actually talk about the summer.
Uh-huh.
But, no, those are combined.
It's
those
just,
are connected.
It's kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
And so what we'll do is we're going to come up with our four songs, and then we'll pick them apart and try to, you know, figure out a verdict. And I will say this.
That Summertime's a perfect song?
Like,
it's perfect from beginning to end.
No.
Like, every word.
No.
With every lyric in that song is perfect. Perfect.
No, see, it's not perfect.
Gosh.
And that's where I get on with that song. Now, I there is no way. It has to be on the Mount Rushmore. I will not try to argue it off.
I will blow up the mountain if
but
it's not on there.
I'm very frustrated with Mr. Fresh Prince
in
this song because I feel like he wastes his summer. And I don't appreciate that.
How
Why
did
you
he
say
waste
that?
It?
Because he does all this talking, and then the next thing you know, he's like, oh, it's Labor Day, and I haven't played basketball one time. Like, what were you doing? He was just sitting there blabbing,
He went to the court. He got a fresh suit for the court because the girls are there.
Right.
But so it was
Labor Day when he did that. I mean, I'm sorry. The kids have already been back in school around here for 3 weeks, and he hasn't even gone and played basketball.
Well, you didn't know about this, but, well, actually, you did know. The last time he played basketball, he got sent to California. He got sent to Bel Air with his uncle.
That is true.
He missed out on all the Philly Johns. That's Philly lingo.
Yes, that's right.
He missed out on Philly, so he couldn't even play basketball because he didn't want to get
sent. You have to understand, Antoine can talk in Philly lingo because he once saw Philadelphia on television.
I did, guys. And I've seen all the Rocky movies.
I just, I didn't appreciate it. I felt like he wasted the summer. He did a lot of talking and not enough doing. But again, I'm not taking it off the list.
It's because the girls are there.
But yeah,
okay, so Summertime.
Okay.
All right.
Monica Brooks, continue.
I'm going to go with California Love.
Ooh,
Tupac.
Interesting.
I did not think about that one.
California. Like, that just, you know, makes me feel good when the sun's out.
All right, let me get the, because that one, I didn't even, I had a few loaded up because I thought we might talk about them.
California. Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm trying to think of the lyrics of the song.
Well, it's nothing really about summer or anything like that. I don't know.
Inglewood's
always up there.
I'm like, all right.
He said, California Dreamin'.
Knows how to party.
I got one of my friends' son, Jackson. He loves this song. Like, this song, like, mellows him out. Like, if he's in, like, in a difficult place or feeling anxious, they'll play this song, and this song relaxes him like a beach would do.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, we're not going to say no to anything right now. That was I did not expect that one at all.
I did not think this one either, but okay.
So, like California Love, song two. I'm going to throw one out there that isn't specifically about summer either, but I think it's kind of one of the quintessential beachy vibes of all time and one of the dumbest songs of all time, too. And I won't argue with that. And that, my friends, is if you like pina coladas, Escape, the pina colada song.
I've never listened to this song the same way after you told me what it was about.
Right. It's about two people trying to cheat on each other. And then when they meet up for their secret rendezvous, they find out it's each other. And they just laugh about
it. I've never heard the song the same since you did that.
Right. And somehow we're supposed to believe that they're just like, ha ha ha, we both are scum.
You hear the music.
Be real.
Makes you feel like, oh. Yeah.
Right. But
good.
But to me, that's sort of the message of the beach is there's kind of no rules and nothing makes any sense. Because you're surreal. It's not the real world.
Uh-huh.
Nothing feels right. So I'm going to go with that one, Escape, the Pina Colada
song.
Mm-hmm.
I have one I'm going to throw out there that I feel like you guys are going to mock, which I don't really love the song, but I feel like it's a karaoke couple type song.
Oh, I know what it is. All right, hang on.
Man, you don't know. It
yes,
might
I
not,
do. Yes, I do.
You don't know that it's
what?
Summer Lovin' from Grease.
Yeah, it is. And you know how bad that song?
I don't know if that's
song?
The name of the song.
It is Summer Lovin'.
Okay.
We don't even, I don't think we even have that song.
Let's go to Q99.
Oh,
Dick
I'm
and Dave
sure
have
do.
It.
Oh, I'm sure they have that stupid song.
But yeah, Summer Lovin', like that one popped in my head.
I have the Grease Megamix. That's the only song
so
I
it's
have.
It's in there somewhere.
It is. Okay, you know what? Let's put that one on there for now, and we'll pick it apart, and we'll see, because it is. It is one of the most cornball songs of
really
all
is.
Time. And I have an extended bone to pick with that one, too. So we'll explore. Summer/beach songs. Right now, we have Summertime, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince, California Love, Dre and Pac, Escape, the Pina Colada song, Rupert Holmes, and Summer Lovin'.
Summer Lovin'.
By Grease Cast.
Yes.
Which is, you know.
John Travolta.
It is. I know, but they will label it as Grease Cast. Here's the indicator right now on Summer Lovin' is even Q99 doesn't have it, and all they have is this, the Mega Mix.
Automatic. Systematic. It's a real
there you go.
They're like, let's just merge it all together.
Right, just jam all these stupid songs together. This is the single worst karaoke song of all time. Because what happens every time is way too many, way too drunk people get near a microphone.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. And it's time to go home right then. No. Oh, man. I don't know. It's such a lame song.
It really is. It really is, but it just stood out to me as a summer song. I'm okay with it not staying.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. Text 52353. Alan in Troutville has suggested this one, which you want to talk about cornball songs. Summer Girls.
I tell you what, I'm on board with this one making it. I don't think Monica is, but I'm on board with this one making it.
It's a big bowl of okay.
Hey, because it's true. New Kids on the Block, they did have a bunch of hits.
They did?
This is a factual song.
And Chinese food does make me sick
also. Yeah,
it
will tear your stomach up.
Fair enough. Oh, my God. Let's see. What else do we have? This one did not come up yet, but this is a big summer song. And not Sweet Home Alabama, but the Kid Rock version.
Yes.
All summer long. I mean, God, the summer that this came out, we wore this thing out. 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. So I don't know, is that the last spot?
That's my new favorite.
Okay.
That's my new favorite,
it
I
is?
Think. And I don't really like Kid Rock.
I don't either.
But
yeah.
Out of the
what about
three,
like Gwen Stefani, Holla Back Girl?
Eh, it doesn't feel like summer to me at all.
Mm-mm. No.
Just, you know what? I have what I'm going to present to you that I think we can all agree on as the fourth one. None of us have thought about it yet.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
I push this button here. Here it is. Justin Timberlake.
I don't think Monica likes this song.
No? Monica?
I don't know why, but I'm
I would take Kid Rock.
See? Oh. I told you. I know why Monica.
Yeah.
I know why Monica. This does not seem like a song that Monica would enjoy.
What did that song
it's
do to you?
It's just kind of like there. Like, it's like an Applebee's song. It's
wow.
Like you just sit
what?
There in Applebee's
what?
And it's just playing.
Now,
so
now
then
you're
you
being
just
disrespectful.
Like, dun, 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 dun. You know?
You are being disrespectful.
It's,
wow.
Not that
it's an Applebee's.
There's nothing wrong with Applebee's, but to say
with you, I would like some more riblets.
It'd be kind of low.
Thank
two for
you.
20.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, 2 for $20, please.
Some shade. Yeah. The 2 for $20 patrol.
Wow.
Man, Justin Timberlake, he should hang his head in shame. Fine. I can get on board with Kid Rock. Anything to get Summer Lovin' out. I don't care what it is.
Somebody just sent a text in that said Red Solo Cup. I guess that's Toby Keith.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a summer song. I guess it is.
It's just
because
it's
that's house
song.
Parties and stuff.
Well, if it's a song's about drinking, we're going to go with the Pina Colada song first over that one.
We need to do that. That's another Mount Rushmore. So Red Solo Cup stays off of here.
Drinking songs, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to do that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we'll do that one. So it'll,
all
it'll
right.
stay off.
I'm going with Kid Rock. That's my
okay.
vote. My vote is
do
Kid Rock.
We'll yep. do Kid Rock all summer long, Summertime, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, California Love. We're throwing that curveball in there because we want to, and Escape, the Pina Colada song, the most romantic song about cheating horrible people here on your K92 Morning Thang.